Dozens of people in Somalia, mainly civilians, have died in the latest fighting to rock Mogadishu today. The day's biggest toll came in the busy Al Barka residential and market area, where 20 people died when mortars hit the area. The United Nations says 321,000 residents have fled since February in what it and aid agencies are calling a looming humanitarian catastrophe. Among the organisations trying to help those in need is the International Committee of the Red Cross. Spokesman Pedram Kadzdi told us about the plight of many of the displaced.
They are quite often living with nothing. Sometimes the family is constituted of women, children, elderly and teenagers. And of course, the road is sometimes very long. They are arriving to the hosted regions completely tired, hungry, they don't have shelters, and sometimes they cannot find also water, drinkable water in these regions. So it's for that the International Committee of the Red Cross is providing on this emergency situation, sheltering material to these people, blankets, and also to be able to assess their condition on the health issue.